I was thinking about a good way to share with you how a space mission is put together. So I'll take an example. I thought of this example to stick with the camera, you know. Suppose a government decides that to help its farmers, it's going to be taking images of all the agricultural land of the country every day for the next 3 to 5 years. One way to do that would be to look at drones. Fine. How much land mass can it cover? How much does it cost? How much does that cost over 1 year? How much does it cost over 3 years and 5 years? You can look at flying planes. What is the cost of that too? And you could see that it costs less to put a nano satellite in orbit to be taking these images every day, because it will stay in orbit depending on the altitude for so as many years as you need it to be there. So this government decides that, okay, it's going to build a satellite to take these images. Now it looks around and finds, that it needs to put out a call for someone who knows how to build satellites to come and propose a come and come with a proposal. Then a bidding process could start, who knows how to build satellites in the country. And maybe one entrepreneur, hopefully a woman, because they are really fantastic women in the space industry. I can tell you, it's great. Could come up and put together a good proposal, because she says, I know how to build a satellite, I have a team, I have competent people. And they come with a proposal. Now, there is now a government who is going to pay one stakeholder. There is the company proposing to build another stakeholder. There would be one of the first people hired in this case, be it from within some company or from outside, would be a project manager, and then the other person would be a mission analyst. At the very beginning, you have these two people. They would typically work for some time together to establish that this is indeed the way to go. So, to confirm that, well, the best way to take these images with consideration for cost, consideration for the quality, and with the time scale is indeed sending technology to space. And also, one would, the analyst, right, will be tasked with establishing, first of all, the needs, identifying all the objectives and all the needs, and then will be given the responsibility to establish the technical feasibility. And the analyst will constitute a team to study this mission, right? Depending on the mission, it could take. Typically, with nanosatellite missions, this can take 3 to 6 months. If it is constellations, maybe if it's new technology that is being implemented, because one of the things that happens a lot with nanosatellites is that technology is demonstrated on nanosatellites. If there is something very new, it could take about a year to really pin down and establish technical feasibility. Once that is done, only then, with the project manager, is it determined who needs to be in the team to build this satellite. Now, all the engineers, we need a RF engineer. How good of an engineer do you need? We need someone who is very experienced. No, we could do with someone who is not so experienced. Depends on the mission. Power engineer, software engineer, RF engineer and so on and so forth. And once you have this, in the process of putting together the team, basically you design the whole mission and look at the cost for what it would take to build the satellite, to test it, to launch it, to operate it for the 3 and 5 years, where are you going to put the ground infrastructure, which is a ground station, any antenna would be needed, where would it be? Do you need to build a new one? Do you need to go and sign an agreement with someone who has a ground station? How many ground stations will you need? How many agreements do you need to sign? Sometimes it's cheaper to sign an agreement than to build your own infrastructure. It really depends on a case by case. And once you have established all that, then you basically are able to write your job offers, right? You write the job offers for this and that engineer. This is a 2-year contract, this is a 3-year contract, because you know this is how much time it is. And you only do that once you win the bid, right? The government decides, okay, fine, this is your contract, you're going to build this satellite because, you know, with your analysis, we see that you have the right expertise that you can pull together, and you can do it for the right cost in the right time, and you can deliver the right quality. Only then do you have the committed funds, right? The funds are committed, so you can start hiring people. And those funds start being spent, right? In salaries, in hardware, in software development, and so on and so forth, licenses of whatever software you need to develop and all that. Then you, once you have all these parts put in place, you know, and you have now you've now advertised the positions, and you've hired the people. This is, I'm trying to share the whole process, because I would assume that this company now has some experts, but let's suppose she had a few engineers, didn't have others. So there would be a need to make these advertisements to hire the staff that is needed. In fact, sometimes when you do have everybody, they could be involved in other missions and would just not have the time. So you might need extra budget to hire more people, right? So it's still the same story. And then basically you start delivering, and the government will be part of the process, you know, following the progress, making sure everything is working. There are different reviews as the development evolves. It is launched successfully, hopefully, and you operate your mission. This is the general story of how a space mission comes together. It doesn't matter if it's for a big satellite, a small satellite, you will find these stages along the way. Some may take longer than others, especially the hiring process, because human resources in the space industry are very rare and limited. So it could take a while to hire the right people. But basically, that's the story. Thanks for your time. I'll talk to you again later. Bye-bye.